Welcome, noble viewers, to an episode of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. Today, we're here in Massachusetts, and we're here to share with you some of our family favorites. So we've taken some of our ethnic food from our childhood and remade it to have a more compassionate flair. Today, our first recipe will be spicy Italian sausages, and I'd like to go through some of the ingredients with you. The main ingredient is going to be vital wheat gluten. Wheat gluten was invented by the Buddhist monks and is sometimes referred to as wheat meat. And what it is it's the protein from wheat flour. The recipe calls for 3/4 cup of dry barley cooked in 1.5 cups of water. So here's our dry barley and here's our cooked barley. And then we'll also be using some nutritional yeast, and it's full of important vitamins such as B12, and it also has a lot of protein in it, and it kind of has a cheesy flavor. Some of our other dry ingredients will be fennel seeds, dried basil, oregano, salt, pepper, dried minced onions, dried sage, dried cumin, paprika. Some of our wet ingredients will be minced garlic, tofu, olive oil, soy sauce, or tamari, vegan Worcestershire sauce, browning sauce, sometimes also known as gravy master. We're using a paste bouillon. You can use vegetable or mock chicken bouillon paste. And we have roasted red peppers. So that's a lot of ingredients, but it's a lot of flavor in this recipe. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to combine our wet ingredients inside of the blender. So we need 3/4 cup of water, and then 8 ounces of firm tofu. So this is a 14-ounce block of tofu, so I'm going to kind of guess that 8 ounces is going to be just a little bit more than half. We'll need 1 tablespoon of the vegetable bouillon paste. Four tablespoons of soy sauce, and then 4 tablespoons of the vegan Worcestershire sauce. You want to make sure that you get the vegan kind because regular Worcestershire sauce has anchovy. The gravy master, we're going to have 2 tablespoons of that. This is really going to give it a very savory flavor. And gravy master is actually a condensed soy product. And now we want to have 1/4 cup of olive oil. Okay, now we have all of our wet ingredients and we want to blend this up into a smooth paste. And then to the paste, I'm going to add the 3/4 cup of cooked barley that I had cooked previously. I just want to break up the texture of the barley just a little bit. I don't want to make the barley smooth because the barley actually adds to the texture of the sausage. So I'm just going to pulse the barley a little bit. Okay, that looks good. Now we'll start adding our dry ingredients to the bowl. We need to put our gloves on. We'll be adding our vital wheat gluten, the nutritional yeast, salt, oregano, lots of basil, pepper, sage, some cumin, some dried minced onions, paprika, and for the fennel seeds, what I like to do is break those down a little bit by using a coffee grinder. So I have one coffee grinder that I use just for spices. And again, we just want to pulse the fennel to break it down a little bit. We don't want to make it into a powder. Take a look at it. And that seems to be a good texture, so we'll put that in. We also need to chop up about a third of a cup of minced red pepper. Thanks. You can get the red peppers where they sell the pickles in the grocery store. And it adds a nice flavor and a little bit of bright color to our sausages. So we're just gonna slice these into thin strips and then chop them up. And you really kind of, you don't want the pieces to be very big for the peppers because the sausages might not bind together well. So you really want to make sure that you mince this up very finely. I'm gonna put that in there. And now we'll add the garlic, an ingredient that you definitely would not want to skip on an Italian sausage recipe.
No, you wouldn't.
And this is the mixture that we blended up before. And we'll just pour that all in. And now comes the fun part. We get to mix this up. And you'll want to knead this for a few minutes, because it activates the gluten flour, which will give it a very firm texture. And you'll know when your gluten has been activated and then it's the right texture, because little strings will start to form in the dough as you're mixing it. You don't want it too dense, because then the sausages will be kind of dry. It should be the consistency of a soft dough. What do you think?
I can't wait to eat them.
So now the dough is starting to come together. I think I might need to add a little more wheat gluten to this. Just a little bit. You might need to adjust the amount of wheat gluten. Use your best judgment on that. It might depend on how much moisture your tofu had. Okay, I think we need to set up for the next part of this, which is going to be the making of the sausage links, so I need to clear some space here. Now our dough has sat for about 5 minutes. You want to let the dough rest for about 5 minutes. And we've preheated our oven to 325 degrees, and now comes the fun part. We get to make our little sausage links. So to do that, we're going to use tin foil pieces that are about maybe 4 or 5 inches. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to divide the dough in half with my hands, and then I'm going to divide each half into half, and then each one of these I'm going to divide into half. So I'll have 16 sausages. Now to make the sausages, you don't have to be too fussy about shaping them, because when they bake in the oven, they're going to kind of plump up, and that'll give it a nice shape. So that looks pretty good, and I'm just going to fold it and roll it, and then gently twist it at the end. Again, you don't want to make this too tight, because the sausage will plump up as it bakes in the oven. So this could be a fun activity to have the kids do. So we take our little sausage rolls and we'll just place them on the cookie sheet. These sausages also freeze well. The recipe that we're making today makes 16 sausages, so that would be enough for a party. And what I'll probably wind up doing is freezing half of these sausages, and then I can use them in another recipe. Sometimes I like to slice them up and put them on my pizza.
Can we grill them?
We grill them. I think we have enough, no? We grill them, we put them on pizza, we serve them with tomato sauce. The fun part of cooking is that you can share what you make with other people. And then they start making it, and sometimes they make it their way, which might be a little bit different than yours, but that's okay. Okay, now our sausages are all wrapped up and they're ready to be put in the oven. The oven is at 325 degrees, and it'll take about 50 minutes for them to cook.
We'll be back on Friday, November 11th, to see our spicy vegan Italian sausages turn out. We'll also be making some more home-style favorite dishes, Italian tomato salad and Grandma's German potato salad, which are both perfect to accompany our vegan sausages hot off the grill. See you soon on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. As we enjoy scrumptious and healthy vegan eats such as these, may the world's verdancy be renewed with our sustainable diets and lifestyles.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.